Welcome to Visible by Numbers with your host, Allison Bachman.
Hello and welcome to Visible by Numbers being broadcast on beautiful BBS Radio, the number one radio station on the internet. And this is your host, Allison, and I thank you ever so much for tuning into my show this evening. I'm really happy that you're here. You know, last week we had Mary Ann Winkowski on. She was the real ghost whisperer, the author of When Ghosts Speak. We had a really great show, and this evening we have another Halloween special lined up for you. I mean, there's nothing like hearing a good ghost story, but it's even better when you're hanging out with somebody who can actually speak to spirits who have crossed over. Because my guest tonight is my friend Chuck Bergman, known as the Psychic Cop. He has appeared on the TV pilot Psychic Search, which aired on A&E and the Biography Channel. Chuck is a third-generation psychic medium. Since a very early age, he's had the ability to communicate with those that have crossed over. He has spent many years in development circles, learning meditation techniques that have helped him to fine-tune his gifts. He's completed classes in psychic mediumship, advanced mediumship. He's even a certified Reiki practitioner. He is a retired police officer and is really kind of happy that he can devote more of his time to doing what he loves most, which is helping to investigate unsolved cases as a psychic cop. Chuck is also on the recommended mediums page on Jane Von Prague's webpage, which is no easy feat, and it says a lot about his ability. I've also had a reading from him, so I can confirm that ability, and I also would like to say that I know him well, and he's a really great guy. His website is chuckbergman.com, so go there while you're listening tonight, because right now it's my pleasure to welcome Chuck to the show. Hi, Chuck.
Allison, thanks for having me on again. It's always a pleasure.
Oh, it's always a pleasure to have you. So how you been?
Oh, I had a busy weekend, a great weekend. Just returned back to Florida from Georgia a couple of hours ago. I looked at the calendar and saw that I had a date with you tonight, and it really made me happy.
Oh, well, good, good. Hey, in all your travels, like when you're traveling around, going to different hotels and stuff, do you ever, I mean, it always makes me wonder, like, if you have that ability to, you know, maybe see spirits and things like that, do you ever run into that sort of thing when you're traveling?
You know, Allison, I think I'm one of the few mediums that when I'm not working, I'm not working. It's kind of an agreement I have with my spirit guides. It's very rare that even when I'm around other people that we'll just say they've lost a spouse or a child or something like that, I don't tune in for some reason. It's like I'm kind of left out in the dark. But when it's time to go to work, I go to work.
Oh, so they kind of very well could be. And you've heard a lot of people say about having a gatekeeper or a specific guide that just lets it through when it's time. So sounds like you've got a good on and off switch. I think if I was a medium, that would drive me a little bit crazy to you know, see people all the time or something like that. Well, listen, I want to talk about this new project, what you're working on, Evidence of the Afterlife, a new book. It's in the Everything series. I know we had Alay Ellenwood on recently, and she wrote the same series, the Everything series. She wrote the numerology book, which is really one of my favorite books. So I'm very excited about this. Tell us about it.
I was very excited, too. I was aware of the Everything series before I was contacted by Adams Media. And when they came to me, and I guess they were looking for a little evidence that there really is an afterlife, and who's more qualified to give evidence but a retired police officer. So they,
sure,
they sort of built that into the theme of it a little. And I've been toying around, and even I've had some of the, or one of the nation's greatest numerologists tell me that I'd be writing a book at a point in my life where I said, Chuck, you don't know how to write a book. How are you going to write a book? Well, a funny thing happened, and a good friend of mine, Joe Higgins, had already published one book, and Joe Higgins and I, a few years back, actually got into mediumship at about the same time. And it was with Joe Higgins that I tried to perfect what we call platform work. Platform work is when you get in front of an audience and try and give readings.
Uh-huh.
So Joe and I kind of experienced all that stuff together. But see, Joe had not only the book that he had written a couple of years ago, Hello, Is Anyone Home? And he's doing very well with that book. Because he had the background and the knowledge, he took this on with the Everything series, with the Adams Media Company, because he wanted to handle the scientific part of the book. I wanted to handle more the story or the glorifying of what mediumship is all about. So it really did turn into a good combination. You've got the scientific side going on, and then you've also got the adventures and stories of things that I've done in the past.
Wow, it sounds like it's going to be really interesting. When is that coming out, Chuck?
We just dealt with the copy editors recently, and I was very happy that there were only a few corrections to make.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks like everything is on target, and the target release date is going to be the first part of the year, the first part of January.
Oh, wonderful. Well, you have to come back on when it comes out, and we'll have to send me a copy, and we'll grill you on it. How's that sound?
I'd love to.
That's great. Well, I think that's really, really great. So you know, it's Halloween coming up and everything, and so another really good question that I wanted to ask you is whether it's in your personal life, meaning not necessarily attached to a reading that you've done. I mean, obviously, if you started seeing and having the ability to communicate with spirits since an early age, but you've also had quite a few experiences through your readings. So what's your best, let's just call it ghost story, what's your best?
Wow, it's really hard to pinpoint a best, and I've kind of told some of my stories on your show in the past, a couple of shows that I've been on with you, so I don't want to repeat any stories. You know, I do have a pretty good one. I was trying to think on the way from Georgia back to my home today in Florida, what would be a good story? And I do have a decent one if you're ready.
I'm ready.
All right. This one goes back many years ago. I was actually on the police department up in Salem, Massachusetts, the witch city, of course. And by the way, Halloween in Salem, Massachusetts, they start at the end of September with tourists coming into town and closing down streets.
Do they?
And all that stuff.
Really?
Oh, yeah. It's always a very big deal up there.
Yeah.
And being on the police department was mandatory that you work on that night. So now that I'm retired, of course, it's nice that I get a little time off and I don't have to do that. I would say I'd been on the police department for maybe 5 years, and I'd come back home to Florida on a little vacation to visit. And I had a brother that worked down at the Jacksonville Beach area in a Ramada Inn.
Uh-huh.
And he was able to get us a free room right on the ocean, fourth or fifth floor or whatever. And it was kind of funny because that night we were talking and he brought up the story or the theme about ghosts. And he challenged myself and I think it was my older sister Linda at the time. What happened in that hotel, a murder had taken place on the second floor. His story was that people would check into the Ramada Inn, and if they were put on the second floor at all, by the end of the night, they're checking out because the woman that was murdered would harass the people so bad that they'd finally pack up and leave. So he put a challenge to myself and my sister to simply walk down the hallway and see if we could figure out which room, you know, this murder had taken place.
Wow, okay.
And I thought, you know, I'm new to that end of it, but I want to try. I want to try and do that. And I've,
sure.
You know, since then I've done many cases where I'll walk into a scene that could be 1, 2, or 3 years old and still pretty much relive what happened.
Sure.
And not knowing what to do, it was kind of fun. You know, I'm walking down the darkened hallway, and trust me, all the other floors were packed with people, and the second floor was empty because they couldn't keep anyone in. So I'm going along, putting my hand on each door, and finally I put my hand on one door, and I looked around, I said, this is it. This is where the murder happened. And I remember he only nodded, and I went to open the door. It wouldn't open because I want to go a little further and check into the room, you know, see what it was like inside, see what I could feel. So he says, you know, after we tried to open the door, he said, let me go back and get the master key, and I'll get us in, because that's all I wanted. So we turn around to walk away from it, and we probably got about three rooms away from it, and then it sounded like someone kicked the door.
Really?
We stopped, we turned around, we went back, and that was the only door that was now wide open in the whole corridor.
Oh, my God.
And I had tried. I had tried the doorknob. I tried, you know, shoving it a little to see if it was stuck or whatever. But I remember walking in and going, this is odd. Now, the rooms weren't really that big, but we sat on the bed and we're talking in the room and everything like that. He said, look, Chuck, she's here. And you could see the hair on his arm standing straight up.
Oh, wow.
Here's the cool part. He says, watch what it'll do. He turned on television, and the news was on. And in all the hotels, naturally, back then you'd have cable TV.
Sure.
It went to total snow. And he was grinning and saying, her energy will do that. It'll turn it to snow.
Uh-huh.
And I thought, wait a minute, I don't believe that. I remember I picked up the phone, and I called up to the room where the rest of my family was. And I said, is TV on? And they said, yes. I said, is there snow? And they said, no, there's no snow. It's perfectly working like it was before we felt the energy enter the room.
Huh.
So anyway, what happened was they had to keep this whole floor for about a year. They couldn't rent it out.
Oh, my goodness.
And I guess they had fun with it. They would certain businessmen would come in and have a bit of an attitude, and they'd always send them to the second floor to that particular room. But they never, ever stayed, he said. So that was kind of like when they had a customer that they wanted to have leave quickly, that's where they would send him.
Wow. Okay. We won't tell.
Well, an odd thing did happen. I would say about a year later, I was down on vacation, and we were somewhat in that area. And I had read in the newspaper that the person responsible for that murder was actually, the trial was over, and his sentence was being commuted, so it looked like that whole thing was coming to an end.
Mm-hmm.
But I remember I just felt an urge, and I went back there with my brother and sat in that room and read the newspaper article out loud, hoping that the woman that, you know, was murdered would be at peace over. And know that justice had been done.
Sure.
And you know, after that, they never had any problems. They actually reopened the second floor. So
wow, that's a great story. I love it.
That truly happened. I mean,
gosh, yeah, that's really a great story. What do you think? Like, you know, I know that I watched the Psychic Search episode where you actually worked with the Jacksonville the Police Department on a case, and you were really extraordinarily accurate during that entire program. It was really a very nice validation of your abilities.
Thank you.
But what do you think when you watch all these various different ghost hunting shows on TV, everything from Ghost Adventures to Ghost Hunters International to whatever, the Haunted, my God, there's so many of them now. What do you think when you watch them?
I actually go in with a very, very, very open mind. And there was one show in particular, and I don't want to start any kind of a battle with anyone or any show or anything like that.
You don't have to name names.
Okay, I'm not going to name names, but I know that they constantly get EVPs on audio tape.
Sure.
And what's bothering me with that is I could do several readings a week where every word is recorded and later edited. I've also done large group readings, and I've been in places that if there were going to be EVPs, believe me, they would be in these places I've been in with recorders,
uh-huh.
And I'm going to call them high-end recorders, actually higher than what I show them showing me on that show.
Sure.
And no EVPs. I think I've only heard two EVPs in the last 25 years.
Uh-huh.
And one was a lady I was giving a session to, and she was she was in another country. I want to say she was down in I forget where. It was like Barbados or something. It was really down in the islands is what I want to say with that. And it was her fiancé. And while we were talking, I said, why am I hearing the ocean right now? But I wasn't only hearing it psychically. I was hearing it over the telephone. And she said no reason that she was in her apartment. She's nowhere near the ocean, nor was I. And later when I did her CD to mail to her, you could hear the ocean waves, and he was known for not only loving the ocean, but had a house right on the ocean, his fiance. So it's kind of, that was one that was really hard to explain.
Right.
And I've had maybe one or two other mild ones, but I'm kind of finding it odd that every week they're finding five and six EVPs.
If I may, I might throw this out here for conjecture, okay? Maybe because where they're going, which is quite often notoriously haunted. These are some of the most haunted places on, you know, the planet where there's multiple spirits. Maybe there's a significant difference between going to one of those places as opposed to, like, doing readings or, you know what I mean? Maybe it's just more concentrated there. I don't know. My problem with the EVPs is they always tell us what they said, but that's not exactly what I heard. I couldn't make out what they said. But then they put it in line underneath, that's what they said. And I'm like, if you say so, because I didn't really get that from that, but okay. So that would be my one conjecture. But listen, Chuck, we do have a caller because I heard a beep, so I think we've got somebody on the line. So first and foremost, for anybody that's, I just want to tell anyone that's calling into the show tonight, we're so fortunate that Chuck has agreed to do readings for our listeners, so you're welcome to call into the show to get a reading. But because, like, when you're on the radio, you know, most mediums, just to get going with a psychic, especially with a mediumship reading, sometimes it takes a little bit of time to get that sort of thing going. We're really short on time. We're only going to be doing, like, five-minute readings here. So what Chuck has requested is when you call into the show, if you want him to give you a reading, a mediumship reading, say who you want the reading from and give a first name. And that works really well for him. He can make that connection really well, given that information. I also want to maybe just take one moment before I take the caller and just give out the numbers for everyone else. You can call in on 888-815-9756, 530-413-4510, 530-413-4522. If you didn't get those numbers, just go to the front page of bbsradio.com, look for the numbers for Station 1. Okay, so who's calling into the show? Hello, caller.
Hello?
Hi there, who's this?
Hi, this is Karen.
Hi, Karen, how are you?
Okay, how are you?
Good. So you called in to speak to Chuck.
Okay, great. I was wondering what messages, if there are any spirits around me that can tell me anything. I'm kind of at a dark place, lost in my life. I don't know why I'm here, and I'm kind of stuck. I've been trying to heal myself in various ways and different levels, and I feel like nothing is working.
Okay. Do you have someone that's crossed over specifically by name? Someone that could, you know,
Anita.
Okay.
Went by the nickname Needy.
Okay. All right, Chuck, did you get all that?
I did, and I'd like to say hello to Karen first. Hi, Karen, how are you?
Okay, how are you? Thank you for taking my call. It's so nice to meet you both, actually.
Same. I like to work with vibration just a little, so sometimes just talking in general for a moment or two will help me. Karen, can you relate to the Kansas? Is Kansas connected around
Kansas?
You?
Kansas?
Yes.
I don't know anything about Kansas.
Okay, any of your friends or any reason why Kansas would come up? Because I'm getting that first off with you.
Wow, I have no idea.
Okay, not a problem, but I know I'm getting
this. I've never been there. I'm in the Northeast.
Okay, don't say any more. I know what I'm getting. It may not be that you were, but if Nita or someone else around you has been from that area, then it'll come in for me. I was literally seeing the word. So I feel like I want to go to that part of the country with someone for some reason. So this could even be something else going on. And I'll tell you what I'm getting. And I'm very specific on imagery that will come to me. Someone will be helping you get a job very soon now. And I don't know why I'm getting this part to it. Are you only able to work in the morning hours? Would that make sense?
No.
Okay, why do I feel like there's a morning hour limitation or a demand or a, you know what I mean? Like, Is there any structure in your life that's making it more desirable that you have to have a morning job and you don't want an afternoon or evening or all-night job? But I don't know why I'm getting the mornings for you. Like, that's what you want.
It's like the opposite.
Okay, tell me what it is you're looking
and,
for.
I'm a night person.
All right.
That's one of my problems. I'm too much into the night, and I haven't been able to change my hours.
Okay, and I don't know why I got that. Could it be that someone in spirit is trying to say that what you really do need is to start a daytime routine because you don't have one now? You know, I got to try and understand why they're giving me the things that they're giving me.
Okay.
Karen, were you given a second chance in life? Did you almost pass away but did not?
Not that I know of.
Wow. Allison, I could be getting someone else. You know how this stuff works.
Yeah, well, sometimes it could be another caller that's on the line that's waiting.
I know, I know, because if it's not fitting Karen, these things are a little too specific, so.
Okay.
I'm going to try a couple more things. Can you connect with Hawaii? Is anything up with Hawaii?
I would like to visit.
Well, most of us would.
My sister went there and loved it.
Is your sister still with us, Karen?
Did you go there?
No.
Karen, did you just say that you went there?
No, I would like to. My sister went there on a vacation a few years back.
Her sister went to Hawaii on
beautiful.
Vacation. Chuck, you just said that.
Yeah. This reading is confusing me a little, and this is the first one of the night, so sometimes that will happen too. But I'm wondering now if that's what the morning thing was all about. You know, the morning thing was she needs a morning job because she is up all night, and it's time for her to get her clock back in the proper sequence so she can enjoy life a little bit more. Because from what I'm getting, you know, from what I'm hearing in her voice too, she's really not living life the way she could be living it right now.
Right. Well, obviously, and don't mind my conjecture here, but it makes sense to me putting focus on the morning. If not so much of wanting the job, but there's the significance to the morning, and it is that I don't want to work, that I'm sleeping late because I'm up all night. You know what I mean? I mean, it's twisted around, but still, there's significance to the fact that she doesn't want the morning job. You said Hawaii, and then right after that, you said her sister, and she said her sister went to Hawaii. So something's connecting
that
somewhere.
Could be what there. It is. I guess what I'd like to know is her sister in spirit, or is she still with us?
She's still with us.
Okay, but there still could be a reference to your sister, even though she's alive. Because I don't know who's giving me this information. I almost feel that for a person, not only do I sound confused, but sometimes if the spirit's a little confused about family stuff that's going on, then guess what? You get a confused reading. I'm going to try a couple more things, though, because I know what I would like to get. All right. Karen, did you mention job and money? Because I feel like you just had money offered or given to you recently. Does that make sense?
No.
Wow. What do we do, Allison? Go ahead.
Sorry. No, that's okay.
I was saying I've been surviving on a fixed income.
Wow. Okay.
Nothing special out of the ordinary or any windfalls or... You know, nothing like that.
How about offering, though? Because the way I'm getting this, I saw double dollar signs for you, but I feel like it was maybe 1 or 2 weeks ago where maybe an offer was made by a friend or family to help you financially, and maybe you declined.
I'm not really feeling that.
Okay. Well, all right. This is what we're going to do, Karen. Basically, sometimes, especially with radio, with mediumship readings, I know myself, I know from speaking to numerous mediums that doing the radio show ones are sometimes hard because sometimes we have multiple people on the line at the same time, and Chuck could actually be picking up for one of them or even someone that's going to be calling into the show, so he's not making the connection with you. What I'm going to tell you is, I'm going to offer for you, I'm not a medium, but I certainly have a great deal of knowledge regarding numerology. So what I'm going to do is if you will email me, and you can get my email address right there on the front page of BBS Radio, email me tomorrow morning, or you can email me tonight, and give me your phone number. And what I'll do is I'll be more than happy to go into your numerology chart and talk to you very specifically about what I see going on with you right now and what I see upcoming for you the future. Maybe I can give you a little bit of insight, maybe not mediumship, but certainly using numerology. How does that sound?
Oh, that sounds wonderful. Thank you so much.
Okay, so you email me, get my email address, send me your phone number. I'll give you a buzz tomorrow. How's that sound?
Okay, that sounds
terrific.
Honey.
All right, thanks for calling.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Wow.
All right. That's okay, Chuck. That's okay. You're not the only one. It's happened numerous times on the show. Probably it's for somebody else. So I'm not sure if I heard another beep and if we have another caller, so let me just check. Do we have anybody else on the line? Anybody else waiting to talk
Hello?
To Chuck? Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Jessica.
Hi, Jessica. How are you?
Hi, I'm great. How are you guys doing?
Good.
Good. Awesome. Okay, well, my question is this. I was wondering what Chuck thought about. I may be offered to go back to my old job that I left over a year ago.
Okay, let me.
And I'm wondering if he thinks that would be like the right move, or if I should be not even considering that.
Okay, let me make a clarification here. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Chuck does more mediumship readings, meaning he can talk to the people that have crossed over. So if he can get that information from a spirit that's in for you, that would be great. If you have if you have anybody specific that you would like him to try to make a connection to, if you have someone that's crossed over, if you will give him who it is, your relationship and a name, that can help jumpstart the reading.
Okay. My dad, his name is Walter.
Okay.
And hi, hi. How are you? This is Chuck.
Hi, Chuck.
And I think that's what happened with Karen on the first person that I gave the reading to. Usually, my readings are not to benefit the person getting the reading for either financial or love gains or whatever.
Right.
Mine, Jessica, are usually where a person wants to make sure that, in this case, Dad, Walter, is okay on the other side. And what I've learned with many readings that I do, a lot of times during the reading, information will come out as long as we do it with the hope that the real concept of this is to make sure that they're okay over there and that their transition was a smooth one. And then what happens is I end up getting a lot of facts that we can throw in. Hey, was someone a school teacher and I feel like they quit teaching school?
My dad taught school.
Okay, because I feel like this might be Walter, Dad, coming through now, and I got the way I got the symbolism was, you know, like giving it up or stopping it. And I'm sure at some point Dad would have retired or, you know, left that profession. He's coming in for you right now, Jessica, so I want to try. I don't like giving common names, but you have to. Who's, not James, but Jim, J-I-M, around you?
My great-grandfather's name is Jim.
Good, because it's kind of funny. I knew I had reference to that from Walter, because he said, it's got to be Jim, not James, or you won't get it. So I had to specify Jim with it, and I'm going to try a few more things. I'm getting a Florida connection either with you, Jessica, or with Dad.
We used to live in Florida, like when I was growing up.
Good. All right. I was seeing the palm trees and all that stuff, so I knew that's where Dad wanted to go with it. He's letting me know that you will be going back to the old job, but what he's showing me very specifically is you've put a lot of research in to whether you should do it or not. And even though you're talking like you're on the fence with me right now, you really do want to go back, correct?
Sort of. I wasn't expecting to. I kind of wanted to get more into like healing work and stuff like that. But I kind of intuitively feel like this might be just something that I am going to do for a while.
The way your dad showed it would be like if you were moving around little notes on a bulletin board and had a little pin in it so you could move them around. He put that the old job on very top and pointed to it. And Walter is saying that you will go back to that. You will be going back to that. And who had the laceration? I feel it's on the top of the arm, on the top of the arm.
I'm not sure.
Okay, I'm getting sutures. I'm getting laceration. I feel like I'm on the top of the forearm, either on him. And it could be someone around you now. If someone's got to go in for an operation or they had a cut. But I feel like I'm on
when I was back in college, I had stitches in my forearm. I guess that could be it, maybe?
That's what I want, yes. They're not going to get right down to the actual, left or right arm. And sometimes they do, sometimes they don't. It's just more of a validation that this is Walter coming through, okay? And you know, I knew it was either on him or on you, but I had to see what kind of an answer you gave, obviously, because he's actually drawing what would represent the sutures on my arm as I look down.
Wow.
See if he's got any more. Okay, this is going to be only about him. He wants you to know he still hasn't settled down on the other side. He's pacing. Was Dad very nervous when he was here?
He had a pretty rough, disturbed life. So
okay,
I can imagine that he was.
He's still healing over there, and you know he's going to get with the program before long. Everything's going to go well, but he wants you to know he's still revisiting that stuff. He's pacing. He's working it out. But he just wiped his brow. He wants you to know he's a little further along than that, but wanted to bring it up more as a validation. And you would expect Dad to have to go through, what he has to go through.
Can you ask him if I had a dream recently where I talked to him on the phone? Was that really me communicating with him?
Never challenge a dream like that. If you feel it's him, it's him. But I want to see what he gives. I got to say yes, because, number one, his love for you is extremely strong. I saw him handing what I'd call the bouquet of flowers or flowers of love to you right now while we're speaking, but then he put a huge red heart around it. So it made me feel like I know safely I can say to you, there's a lot of love from Dad still going over to you on this side. And he wants to know, I don't usually get into this because I'm not so sure about it. Are you finding the pennies?
Me and my husband both find coins around.
Okay, he showed me literally pennies or coins on the floor. I'll go with, I don't care if it's nickels, dimes. I always feel like they fall out of your pocket, and that's why they're on the floor. But I think spirits can guide us to the location to where those coins are and try and take credit for it. And, I'm not going to put it beyond a spirit to have the capability of doing that, but I haven't quite seen one move yet. I know if I vacuum my bedroom tonight and tomorrow morning there's coins around, I'm going to scratch my head and say, where did they come from? But, yeah, Dad's taking credit for those. Now, April, who's got the April birthday?
My sister Susan.
Okay, this would be a hello to her then. You know, this is where we're trying to do the readings rather quick tonight. But Walter's got a good energy about him. He's putting his arm on your sister's back, and he's very happy with things that she's doing in general in life. So I feel like she's got her life under control right now.
Good.
I'm not getting much more, but I'm... And what are you wanting to do with your eyes? Are you wanting to make them prettier? Is that true?
My eyes? I don't know. I mean, I've been having flashes of light in the sides of my eyes lately. So I was thinking about going to the eye doctor, but
yeah, wow.
I don't know.
The way he showed it, it's like you're looking in the mirror at your eyes and evaluating. So I assumed it was the things that you ladies do to make your eyes look good. Okay, but yeah, if you're getting ready to follow through on that, I certainly would if I were you. And it could be him even claiming responsibility for some of that if you're picking up some of his energy. Because they will show themselves differently to many of us. Sometimes we need a little more proof that it's them, so they work a little bit harder, and sometimes it's too much energy.
Wow.
And
I got to tell you, there's something about a refrigerator, and I feel like the refrigerator should be in one room, but it's really in another room. Either there's an electrical reason or a convenience reason. Do you know where I'm going with this?
Not really.
All right.
I could understand the electrical part maybe because we do have a lot of our fuses blow a lot in the kitchen, so maybe that's the
It could be his way of getting me to realize that you can't put a load on something, and that's why I saw a refrigerator, but my attention was to the plug-in, and that's why I said one room versus another room because I feel like the electrical won't support it or handle it, and he had to show some kind of a device. And a refrigerator typically uses quite a bit, you know, for the compressor and everything. So he did show that being the problem. But I think I want to go with what you just said. It's more the overall blowing fuses, and you need some work on the electrical. And all that is evidence that he's around you, Jessica.
All right. That's awesome.
Wow.
Thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
So thank you for calling in, dear.
Thanks, guys. Have a great night.
You too.
You too.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Bye-bye.
Okay. So, you know, perhaps, and I'm going to take full responsibility, really, Chuck, for the first reading, that by not being specific enough with the first caller, we kind of went off on track. So I'm just going to once again say to anyone that's listening, and even our caller that just called into the show, because we have another caller, that mediumship on the radio sometimes is difficult. It's not unusual for a medium to take, you know, talking to a client for at least 5 minutes just to get the reading going. So, and a lot of people just are assuming that you can answer psychic questions, but you're primarily, you work in mediumship. You talk to people that crossed over. If they happen to bring through information that maybe would answer a question that somebody has, that's great. But basically, you're here to kind of make that connection and see what you get. So anyone that is preparing to talk to Chuck or anybody that's trying, you know, thinking about calling in, please, you know, have a name or who it is that you want to connect to on the other side. And then if you've got some information, you can always ask that question, what do they feel about this? And then maybe Chuck can ask them and get that information for you, okay? But just start off by saying, who do you want to connect to and what the first name is, okay? And again, I know we have a caller, and I'm going to get right to you, caller, but I'm just going to remind everybody else. The numbers are 888-815-9756, 530-413-4510, and 530-413-4522. And you're welcome to call into the show and get a reading with Chuck live. Okay, so who's calling, please?
My name is Charlotte.
Hi, Charlotte. How are you?
Very good, Allison. How are you?
Very well. Go ahead. Speak to Chuck.
Okay, Chuck, I would like to, if I could, hear from my mother. Her name is Lillian.
Okay. Charlotte, as soon as you started talking, I was getting a reference to Tuesday night being an important night. Can you associate with that?
Yes, as a matter of fact, I'll be doing some paperwork about a new job.
Okay. And how does that relate to Tuesday night?
I have to go into the workplace 5:30 on Tuesday.
Okay. I would kind of feel that Lillian's going to be with you. I'm, you know, there's no other way I could put that together, especially for her to be coming out with that. Your mom's got a powerful amount of excitement behind her. I think that when she was here, she got a lot of things done. I think she helped a lot of people. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay, because I'm just feeling that type of energy. She's very robust, very energetic, very, she just gets things done is what I'm feeling. Wonderful lady, and I don't know what this means. Can you help me? She wrote her own, I don't know if she wrote her own eulogy. She wrote her own passing.
Oh, my gosh, yes. She had written something about her childhood growing up in Brooklyn, and my brother read it as the eulogy for her funeral mass.
Okay. When you said that, She put her two hands together like in a praying position and put them upward and said, thank you to him for doing this. So,
it was wonderful.
Okay, and she's quite a woman. I can just tell by what's coming out. And she's making reference to two houses close together, side by side, is what I feel. So I guess what I want to hear from you, where would I find, like, you live next door to mom, or your brother lives next door to you? Why the two houses side by side?
No one in the family actually, like, we're all spread out, actually, in different states. But growing up, I think she might have lived next door to her parents in apartments.
Oh, I like that. Yeah, I like that. Because, see, again, they go up and down the timeline. It's like, I don't know, you know, you don't know what they're going to talk about. And she could be remembering mm-hmm. the happier time, and that would make sense to me. But I'm getting this side-by-side effect with her. And
right.
And you just got rid of a lot of clothing, didn't you? You just got rid of it.
Yes.
Okay. Will any of it fit me?
No, it was all too small.
Okay. Okay. But she's giving me this, and she's laughing at the humor. She's glad that I'm coming up with a little humor right now, because she wants to see you a little happier in your life too, Charlotte.
She's, good.
She wants to see you come out of this and be a lot happier and be the Charlotte that she remembers so well.
Okay.
And I feel like
I have a question. I did dream of her recently, just like the previous caller was talking about.
Yeah.
And she gave a message where she mentioned one of my siblings and said he was drinking too much. Now, should I put any stock into that, or is it just a dream?
No. If your mom came in and gave that kind of information, number one, I would feel confident it is her giving it. I have seen them rat out siblings. I've seen them rat out spouses. yes, they do this. And it would only be for a caring, loving position, and coming from your mom's vantage point of being able to look down and see a lot more than you're going to see. You know what she's giving me with this? You've got the wisdom, now use it. If this is what's going on, put a little focus on that matter, because as you know, it could turn out tragic later on if it's left
right.
unchecked. In many ways, okay. It could turn tragic.
Right.
Wow,
that's good to know.
And I don't know what this is all about, but how come I feel like I don't want to go out your back door? What's wrong with going out your back door?
I don't like it because I just recently moved to North Carolina, and we have a lot of frogs and lizards and sometimes snakes.
Okay, because it brought a smile to your mom's face, but she's giving that to me, that you're afraid to go out the back door or didn't want to go out the back door. And I'm not getting any more along that line, except someone should be writing a book. Who should be writing a book?
You know, I've been thinking about it, but I haven't acted on it.
You should. It's a lot of work, it's a lot of fun, and it's very gratifying when you're finished. So I'm going to have to leave you with her blessings, because I know we're trying to keep these down to 5 minutes.
Okay,
but
thank you, Chuck.
Things
I
are looking
appreciate
great.
It.
I've enjoyed it, Charlotte.
All right. Thank you, Chuck and Allison.
Thank you, Charlotte. Okay.
All right.
Those were two side-by-side, one right after another, fabulous readings. And sitting here and being in the position to listen to them, incredible validation, incredible facts that you're coming through. I mean, really amazing, Chuck. I want to point out to everyone, again, Chuck's webpage. It's chuckbergman.com, chuckbergman.com. Hop on over there. Some of the features of Chuck's website certainly is his biography and how he came to be the medium that he is, but also there's pages that talk about scheduling readings with Chuck, getting your appointment, what the various different sessions are. There certainly are testimonials as well, and contact information, and also any news about Chuck, his upcoming events. And, you know, from the two readings that I mean, I've had you on the show before, Chuck, and I think you're absolutely amazing. Those two readings you just did were absolutely amazing. And I'm a tough cookie to please, and let me tell you, I'm incredibly You know, I'm incredibly impressed. And so you don't get on James von Prague's recommended reader page for nothing. And certainly your ability, you know, has just been demonstrated here. And good job. But, you know, guess what? I got to put you back to work because I think I hear another caller. You up for it?
I'm ready.
All right.
I am. I just hope the spirits will cooperate.
Well, all right. All right. So who's calling, please?
Hi there. I think I'm on. Am I? Do you hear me?
Yes, you are. Who's this?
My name is Jody.
Hi, Jody. How are you?
Hi, I'm doing great. How are you?
Good. Why don't you go ahead and talk to Chuck. We're just, who do you want to talk to in a first name, please?
Hi, Chuck. So I'd like to know if my dad's coming around out there and would like to communicate. I suspect he would. His nickname was Jerry, and his full names were Gerald Lincoln.
Oh, nice name. I like it. Hi, Jody. How are you tonight?
Hi, Chuck. I'm all right, thanks. Nice to talk with you. Thank you.
Same here. Not getting anything yet. Actually, I think I am. Is there a connection with Dad wanting to work in a wooded area?
Work in a wooded area.
Wooded area, yes.
The family home is in a wooded area, and so obviously lots took place there, and that home is still there.
Okay. Yeah, and it might just, sometimes we start out a little small. I call it staircasing when they give us a little something, and then they work their way up. Now, he's telling me about the car that still won't run. Is there a car with a cracked engine blocked? Would that make sense?
Car? He brought a car right away, I figured. He was a big car guy. The car was a correct engine block.
Okay.
Ooh, I don't know. There were so many cars throughout the course of his life. And so
okay, and
cars.
Jody, I don't get too deep into stuff like that. And it could be very symbolic of so many cars, so many problems. Because that's like, that I felt kind of overwhelmed with the type of problems. And sometimes they'll want to show different things of that just to keep me going on with it. He's showing me something now. I just have to understand what he... First of all, Jerry, I want to talk about his honesty. Would that be the, one of the key elements about your dad, his honesty?
I would say sometimes it would maybe a question.
Well, there might be other things, but I feel honesty was a big, big deal with your dad. Because I'm seeing a few symbols for that. And I think your dad was a very honest man when he was here.
I think that he tried to teach about honesty. What I found out later was that wasn't necessarily really so much the case.
That's not good to hear. Okay, let me just give you a little bit.
Well, and when you use the word overwhelm, I
okay. Okay, and I don't try to dissect.
It was not a placid life.
Yeah. I'm trying to get... Now, what are these animals I'm seeing around him? Why the animals? Are the, like, the old dogs?
No dogs, no.
Okay,
no.
I'm getting old, though. I don't know why old animals or older animals with, like, fleas or... I just feel like animals that I wouldn't want around me are around your dad or were around your dad.
No, they were, like, almost zero pets growing up. Shedding hair and pets and things like that were an annoyance.
Okay, I could see that happening.
He fed squirrels in the backyard, but that's, he was not an animal.
All right. And I don't know what phone system you're on, but you're really hard to hear, and that's making it a little hard on me, too.
I'm having a hard time.
Okay, let me see if I can fix something.
Okay.
Is that better?
That's much better. And what happens to anyone else listening, too, if I spend most of my energy trying to understand Jody, it's going to be really hard to hear her dad in spirit, who's a lot weaker, obviously.
Okay.
So, just so you know, when you're on, try to make it clear and precise. And I'm going to try a couple more things. Now, what specifically is it you wanted to find out from Dad, Jody?
Oh, well, I just wanted to know if he wanted to let me know anything. The relationship with him, for me and everybody in the family, was really turbulent. And he died kind of a very big chronic illness at not a very late point in his life. And that was kind of positive. But I get that was wow, that was already 15 years ago, and I get the feeling, I don't know, I'm trying to heal that relationship, and I'm trying to reframe it. And so I just wondered, I think that perhaps he might be trying to help and guide and assist me from the other side.
Help you, absolutely. I saw two symbols while you were speaking. One would be if you were to lay on something I'm very familiar with called a Reiki table and had someone do Reiki on you, which would really help in a situation like this where it would help focus your energy and realign it to the point where the energy in you would go in a, you know, in a positive direction. And apparently that's what's going on anyway, and it sounds like you're starting to grab hold of the past and correct it, and I think that's a very good thing. He's talking about the bushy hair with you. Have you let your hair get bushy? Does that make sense?
A little bit.
Okay, even a little bit I'll take. But, you know, if this is a change that your dad's around you from the spirit world, he's able to see things that are happening with you. Bingo, he's showing me about it becoming bushier. You're letting it fluff out more than before. He's absolutely apologizing for some of the things. Okay, for some of the things that have happened in the past, he's absolutely apologizing right now. But he wants you to, quote, let it go, focus on yourself, because that's what counts. Where are you headed for the rest of your life, and what legacy do you want to leave behind? And I'm not getting much more. He seems like he's the kind of guy that hits quick and leaves.
Really?
He's just in and out. He's one of the quickest I've seen in a long time, Jody. Jerry is in and out.
He's left the building, okay.
Jerry,
I was kind of curious to know how he's handling things now. What's going on? 15 years is a while. We sometimes wonder if he's handling things, if he's helping, if he's still sorting it out. It was I don't think that the life went the way he would have wanted it to go, and that's
no,
why.
No, and I kind of question, when he brought up the word honesty, it's easy that I would misinterpret it, and from what I'm hearing from you, maybe that should have been more of his life than it was, and I didn't understand it to be that way, because you seemed a little, like, hesitant when I said this is the first word coming out of him, so he could have been saying the opposite, that maybe...
He wasn't honest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, he preached it. You know, he would say, if you cheat, you're only cheating yourself. But again, like I'm saying, I found out later, kind of after the fact, that honesty was kind of maybe perhaps questionable.
I don't know what to say with that, Allison. Do you think maybe he went over realizing that what he preached wasn't necessarily what he did?
Sure. I think that if he made an issue about honesty, maybe that's an admission of not being honest, you know? But you being the nice guy that you are, I think you're the kind of guy that wants to believe goodness out of everybody. I think when you got somebody that, you know, instead of seeing him as being dishonest or not being honest enough, you're taking it as being a positive thing when actually he was more or less, you know, pointing out a negative habit or a negative aspect. So I don't know. That's how I would take it. But anyhow, thank you, Jody, for calling into the show. We appreciate it. But we'll kind of wrap up the show.
Okay, I understand. Thanks so much for your time.
Thank you, dear.
Thank you, Jody. Enjoyed it.
All right. Hi, Chuck. I mean, I swear, I feel like 20 minutes. We've only been on for 20 minutes, and I swear we've only got a couple of minutes left. So what I want, you know, number one, you're writing the evidence of the afterlife in the Everything series book, and hopefully that book will be coming out January 1st. Now, are they still showing the Psychic Search episode with you on A&E or Biography or not?
All I can say is they've shown it over 15 times from January until now, that same half-hour episode.
Right.
And I did check recently, and within the next 2 weeks, it is not slated to be re-aired.
Okay.
But
I just want to let everybody know that if you happen to see Psychic Search and with Chuck's episode, it's really a fabulous episode to watch. And, you know, so make sure you DDR it or watch it, because it's really a fantastic evidence of Chuck as a medium. And certainly you demonstrated that this evening. It's a couple of really, you know, some fabulous readings. Again, Chuck's website, chuckbergman.com, and you can jump on there, read the testimonials. find out how to schedule a reading. I myself have had a reading with Chuck, and it was pretty darn amazing. So I really appreciate your coming on the show. Are you dressing up for Halloween this year or not?
I've got a young son, and I'm going to take him around, and I'm looking forward to that.
I got to think it's got to be kind of fun to be a medium on Halloween. I don't know.
You know, it really is.
Okay.
It really is.
Well, have a great time with your son.
I will.
Thanks for coming. You're always welcome back, and definitely in January, come back. Let's talk about that book, okay?
I will, Allison. It's always a pleasure.
All right. Thanks, Chuck. Okay, well, so then everyone that was listening, everybody that called in, thanks so much. We really appreciate your loyalty to the show. I'm just very grateful for all the listeners, the emails, the wonderful comments that we get, and I, you know, truly, truly appreciate those of you that take the time to write. And I'll be back again next week, and we'll do another show. So you all have a wonderful week, and I'm wishing you all abundant blessings. Good night, everyone.
Thank you for joining us this evening. For more information, or if you wish to contact Allison for a reading, please visit www.visiblebynumbers.com or email Allison at alynch@ptd.net. Have a wonderful evening and be well.